maybe want you to try something else, see whether it was gonna grow in this country or not. But I never hear too much. I don't know.
If you were gonna sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Well, you'd use a pen and ink now, but you know, long time ago they used quill.
Oh.
A feather. That would be accumulated from a feather.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, a lot of people could really write a pretty good hand with a feather.
Mm.
And with the ink. With mm-hmm. the ink quill.
Well, what would they use to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Well, a safety pin. What do they use now? They might stick them thing.
Uh-huh.
They just stick them together.
Oh, yeah, you stick them together.
I don't know what they call them things. But they use safety pins, and my mother just used one. She just had one. But she had one in front and one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Where she pinned adopted on, and later on, well, they'd have one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the way they learned how to do it, to pin them on their neck. And now they just... and use paper and they just stick them together.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of a metal cup? Do you remember any kind of metal cup? What kind of cup would that be usually if it was metal?
Well, I don't know where it'd be a metal cup would for.
What would it be made out of? What type of metal?
Well, I'd think it most of them are used, and more common would have been copper.
Uh-huh.
For a metal and for a olden days, but later on I don't know what they...
What about tin?
Well, tin, it was the sorest thing in the world to make
what?
Anything out of.
Uh-huh.
But it'll rust by
uh-huh.
just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can, your hand, you can just feel a piece of tin,
mm-hmm.
and the next day it's done rusted on you.
Oh.
You are going to have to use copper or some kind of metal that won't rust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, copper will canker, but it won't rust it, but it'll turn black.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, or silver. Now, a lot of silver, used to be a lot of silver cups made, and
mm-hmm.
silver plates, until they got to making the china.
Mm-hmm.
China cups and things like that. But tin, I don't think tin ever did much for anything
mm-hmm.
on just a get-by. Because
mm-hmm.
it never was. Well, there ain't no tin in the kind. Tin just won't last. It just
mm-hmm.
won't last. These valleys. They used
mm-hmm.
to put tin in these valleys on these houses, and it'll rust out in just a few years, and you got to put tin up there again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they had.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they had to, all they could, you know, would flatten out and make, and they'd have them, well, they'd flatten them out and make those valley tins out of them. But now they got better valleys,
mm-hmm.
and they'll last a whole lot longer. A different kind of, I have not any kind of a loom mill or there's plastic, any kind of plastic. The valleys would last longer than a lot of this tin would.
Well, now, how much was a dime worth?
Well, you mean just a dime?
Yeah, a dime was worth
10 cents.
Just like it is now.
Yeah. A dime wasn't worth more than just 10 cents. They used to have half dimes.
Oh, they did?
A half dime, it was just worth a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a little bitty thing. It'd be smaller than a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody had one here not too long ago. No, that was a Canadian dime he had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was small. It was Canadian dime. But I never did try to accumulate any different kind of coins or
mm-hmm.
things like that. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I think my wife's mother had a... What did she have, Eileen? You have a dime or half dime or... My sister had a half dime, but I don't know which one of the girls inherited it. She had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And my older sister's dead, but I don't know who got the half dime. One of the girls probably got the half dime. It's a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's smaller than a dime. But why they had a dime so small and a nickel so big, and still we all know what it's worth.
Yeah, that's right.